California's lead agency for marijuana regulation has gone by many names. The latest is the Bureau of Cannabis Control. The change reflects a wider trend away from the term marijuana in favor of cannabis. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich has more.
State agencies don't choose their own names. In the case of the Bureau, as it's known in some Sacramento circles, successive waves of legislation and a ballot measure tweaked the name to fit the agency's changing role. That's because industry groups and state regulators favored the term cannabis over marijuana, which carries too much negative baggage. Amanda Horowitz is co-founder of CannaRegs, a database of state and local pot laws. She sees the trend on a daily basis.
It's not just a California thing. It's nationally, especially within the regulated states.
Alex Traverso with the Bureau of Cannabis Control says his agency is in the midst of rebranding, and not a moment too soon, given the January 1st deadline to start issuing commercial cannabis licenses.
I think in order to have people identify us and know what we're responsible for, it's time to sort of rally around one name that people could refer to us as.
So local governments have cannabis fee funds, and policy groups hold cannabis summits. Still, Google Trends indicates more people still search for marijuana rather than cannabis. Looking ahead, Traverso is confident the Bureau of Cannabis Control's new name and logo will stick. But he adds,
there is going to be a very large percentage of our stakeholders who will never be able to get over the fact that we are no longer Bummer, the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation. I think everybody loved Bummer.
Traverso says it may have been the best name for a state agency ever. Julia Mitrich, Capital Public Radio News.